Today I welcome Anna Grimsiker. Sorry Anna if I pronounced your name wrong now. I hope it's not too bad. Anna is a Slovenian streetlifting athlete who already competed twice in the World Championships in the recent years and is one of the very first and also only females in her country who was doing streetlifting for a while. So this is also what we will talk about today, and we will also talk about streetlifting in the Balkan countries in general, and also about this year's final rep Balkan Championships and what we can expect there, so stay tuned. But before we jump into the interview with Anna, I just have a quick announcement, because I have a new cooperation with the King of Weighted shop, and if you want to have one of the new elbow sleeves that have been recently launched in the shop and are now open for pre-orders, then make sure to use my code MUZZLEUP and save up 5% in the shop. It's also valid for the King of Weighted belts, which are also restocked now, so be quick, order one of the two things to get one of them. And now let's jump into the interview with Anna. Welcome to the MUZZLEUP podcast, the first international streetlifting podcast, which will be all about lifting heavy weights, doing fancy skills, and listening to interesting stories from the best athletes across the world. I'm your host Nadine, and now let's get started. So welcome, Anna. It's great to have you here. For those of you who don't know Anna yet, she is the minus 70 kg class champion of last year's Final Rep Balkan Championships. And she also competed last year at Final Rep Worlds in the minus 70 kg class. Anna, before we start properly with our topics, I would say let's introduce yourself properly, right?
Hey, first, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm so happy that I will record a podcast with you, because I think this also can maybe help us to grow streetlifting like in Balkan region, because I think we are still some steps behind you, like German, France, and all of those countries. To everyone who don't know me, I'm Anna. I'm from Slovenia. It's a small Balkan country. So, and I went to the gym like 7-8 years ago, just for fun, because I stopped played volleyball. I was pretty good at it. Then we have some family issues. We moved. So I stopped training, and then I just went randomly to the gym, started training, like just for myself, just putting some weight. Then I had like an idea or a vision that I will do some powerlifting competitions, but this didn't take too long, because I don't know, I just one day my coach just said to me that we could go for some chin-ups or pull-ups, and this was like some challenge for me, because I think it's way harder to do a chin-up or pull-up than maybe bench press, like with smaller weight, of course. So I went for it. Then like in 2022, I guess, I had my first competition in Slovenia. But for female category, we only had like sets and reps. So you only did like body weight, pull-ups, dips, and pistol squats, or squats with your own body weight added. Because this was the only category for females. And I think the most female competitors, but on only one competition, there were four of us. And it was only one category for females. All the rest competition were less than four. So there's, in our countries, really no girls. I mean, here are
there are some girls,
because I can see them in the gym, but they don't want to compete. so yeah, We had no street lifting competitions for female. We have for like for men's because they for boys it's not so complicated. For boys we have like in Slovenia two categories also. And for female we have this year the first time like nationals in 3 weeks, so 3 weeks out. And yeah, I hope there will be three, maybe four girls. We are not sure yet because we still have applications like for 1 week.
Oh, so the competition is in 3 weeks and you can still apply for it.
We took this period of application as long as possible because we really want to grow our community. We also did some. Our competition is also for lifts. We also did one difference. It will be probably weird for you. You also can choose like all three lifts, also just one. Because our vision is maybe, I don't know, maybe one guy has a strong dip. He will only come to, I don't know, broke the national dip records. And then maybe he will start to do all four lifts.
Okay, so maybe he first of all things he will just come for dipping, but then gets motivated. Okay.
Competitive. So we made some changes about this. But like these total medals, trophies are only for all four lifts.
Okay, I see. Cool. But so it sounds like you're a part of the organizing team somehow, or yeah.
Our street workout like Slovenia community, we have like for each category there are three people who organize everything.
Okay.
I'm part of the female category. They also have sets and reps, street lifting and freestyle, but we want to grow street lifting as much as possible, so this year's nationals are only for street lifting. The rest categories will be in the summer, I guess.
Okay, so it's not an all in one event, but you separate the street lifting from the other parts.
Because we want to do it like as professional as possible, and also show Tonya that we can do Balkans on the proper level.
Okay, but is it now only a Slovenian competition or is it a Balkan?
March is only for Slovenia, and then we have in the end of June 1 weekend Balkans. By the rules of final rep, it will be also a qualifier for Worlds.
Okay, so the event you are now competing in soon is not a qualifying event for final, right?
Only for national championships.
Okay. And you said you have a female category, but probably if you say like four girls or something will compete, you don't split the weight classes yet, probably.
No, there's not a weight class, and also for those girls who I am sure they are here, they both are like 15 kg lighter than me. Yeah, they
Okay.
are 50. They both are 57, maybe 163, but there's
There's a
really
difference.
not. Yeah, it's a huge difference. Also, before that, when we have previous years' competitions, all of them were so much lighter than me. And
Yeah.
yeah, we also for girls category also we did this year that ring muscle up is not an obligation, but you can choose if you will do
Okay.
this.
Well, I think that's a good decision for just giving the girls the chance to just try it out. And I mean, if they want to do it, then they can. But if not, it's not a like a burden or is something that they cannot compete in the end. So it makes sense. And at the beginning
Well,
of growing a sport.
at the start, it's good because we don't want to lose some more girls who want to
True.
compete because of the ring muscle up.
True. And I mean, they can still learn it in the next month if they get on fire by the first competition. So it's still up there for the next events. So how will you then probably get the places set? Like, will you, for example, evaluate by the risk score, or will you just still count by total and then the lighter girls are just...
Yeah, we will only go by the total. It's not totally fair, but if I look at it from both sides, it's not fair from none of us, because I don't know, maybe it's harder to pull for me, but it's hard. But they will have, I don't know, they can lose some weight at squat probably.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So yeah, it's the same for all of us. And we, us three who are for sure going, we know each other. We are also like in private. We really get along. So I think we all are here to grow our sports in Slovenia. So we won't complain about this. We're just happy that the female category is finally in.
Yeah, available. So the other two girls are also training for a long time already for it, or are they new in the sports?
No problem. One girl did her first competition in October, 1 week after Worlds. We had in Slovenia another competition. The other one is so fucking strong, but she only trained like for herself. She also have some shifts in night shifts on her job, so it was really hard. Now she have a coach for 2 months maybe, but yeah, she's insanely strong. I think if she will continue like this, she can probably be close on the world level also.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
In which category now, is she in?
I'm not sure. She's like around 60, so maybe she will do a cut, or maybe she will go a 63. I have no idea.
No worries.
She doesn't know yet, but this is her first competition, so I hope she will like it, that she will prepare then for the next one, because she's now going only for fun to check how it is. No pressure.
Yeah, makes sense. I mean, if it's the first competition, then you just need to find out how it goes basically for you.
Yeah.
And you are now in the middle of prepping yourself. Do you really peak for this competition, or is it for you just like a fun competition to grow the sport?
No, I peak, but I said like I will go without expectations, because my last worlds were a disaster. I was sure I will never do a competition again. Also now I want to compete because I love these feelings after the competition, between, I love the hype, everything that comes in. But yeah, I don't want to put on myself too much pressure. Like, I don't want to have any numbers in my head that I won't be too disappointed again. So I'm just going. I'm gonna see.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to like restart basically. But directly leads me to a question. You said like last Worlds went probably as planned, so you already thought about like quitting the sports completely. What kept you motivated afterwards that you said like, okay, I will not quit, I will still keep going?
I don't know, I took like maybe 2 or 3 weeks training only for myself. I was so lost. I didn't know what to do, because I don't know, I just can't imagine a training in the gym without those four movements. I just can't. I don't know. It's like, it's such a passion that even if I will keep going to the gym, I can't imagine that I wouldn't do street lifting. So then I just said, fuck it, I'm going to the nationals, and probably if I will do like a good competition, I will want to compete on Balkans again. I mean, for now I also want it. It's the main competition for me now, because I'm not sure if I will be able to qualify on Worlds again. But yeah, I really want to do it, because I can't imagine like just going to the gym and doing something. I don't know.
It's the sport itself that kept you motivated in the end.
me if I have like maybe what's the word? If I have like some challenge, I mean, I want to go to a competition, I stay more motivated over the training, I have more consistency and everything.
Yeah, I think that's something really important also for like everyone that is thinking about doing a competition. Really prepping for a competition brings your training, in my opinion, to a next level somehow, because you really have the focus, you have a plan, you really have some day on which you want to be the on the perfect form, and where you want to really show your best performance in the end. So that really gives you another boost, I think, where you really make progress that you didn't expect to be able to in the beginning, probably.
And I also, from those all those competition preps, I have a lot of things that I can also use it in my life, like these ups and downs, days when I'm not good at training, also at competitions. It's also okay for like random life things.
That's true. Yeah, of course. It's like if you got set back in a competition, you can still transfer it like to setbacks in your normal life, right? And how to overcome those things.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but like not, still like coming back a little bit to the world. I know it's like a rough topic. For those of the people who don't know what happened there, basically, can you maybe quickly tell them what was the case?
Well, okay. I think none of them knows that I got COVID like 10 days before the
Ooh.
world.
I
And
didn't know
this,
myself.
yeah.
Really?
I don't think this I think the coach was the only one who knew. So I got COVID and it was not like only positive. I literally got sick. So I stayed at
Worst
home maybe
case.
3 4 days. I stayed at home. Then I did the taper. I finished the taper, but I was still sick, but I finished it anyway. But yeah, until the day we got travel, I was okay. But I think this also was maybe one of the things that my head wasn't totally on point.
For sure, for sure.
I didn't train like I wanted to, didn't finish the prep, and
That
also
makes a
this,
lot with your mind and also with your body. I mean, your body didn't do proper sports for like 10 days ahead of that, so.
Okay, but I completely forgot everything that was like in my head before the first ring muscle up. Also, this was one of my main goals that I do a valid ring muscle up because I struggle at this. I still do. It's my big challenge. And yeah, the opener was okay. So then I didn't do weighted, but it was okay because I was so happy that I managed it. But all of the rest was a disaster. My chin-up opener wasn't valid because of the blades downward movement, like
Okay.
some mistakes. Okay, second rep was okay. The rest one I failed it because I was still nervous because of the first one. And I was so focused to don't do this downward movement that I lost, I don't know, in the start maybe some explosiveness or also some power. Then also opener on dip wasn't valid because of the depth. And after this one, I completely broke down. I cried. Okay. Then I will go to the second one. I only put, I think, 1.5 kilo more. Maybe I should also stay at the same weight, but I completely failed also the second one, and I just couldn't go on the third one, and I didn't even prepare for the squats. So
Okay.
I was like, until Sunday, I was in the hotel room for a whole weekend, was just crying. Then I went to look like the competition in the afternoon. I felt so much better, but you don't want to know what's going in my head. Like I prepared for this for 1 year.
Yeah.
Also, went like from Slovenia to Germany, took some days off from work and everything,
It
and
was like your main goal the whole year. You were working for it pretty hard, right?
just for this competition, and I was completely down after this.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, it's like really hard to go
Yeah.
through that. Of course, as thinking about the days before the competition, probably
Yeah.
it was tough, and maybe if maybe the more better decision would have been maybe to think about not competing at all then, because your body
Yeah.
was basically not ready for it.
Yeah, I was also at the point that I shouldn't compete when I got COVID, but everything was paid, so I said
Yeah, of
just
course, it's really tough to then really say no.
but it's a new experience, and I think I can make some good stuff from this now and be more prepared for the next time. And also sometimes I'm just saying to myself, okay, just go to this competition. It cannot be worse than it was.
It can only get better now, right? That's the right way of thinking, I guess. So, of course, I can imagine like really how hard it must have been for you, especially on the day, and then also seeing like all the other girls and guys competing, being happy about the performance, and you were like, "What happened just to me?" And you, it was like your whole year goal. But then it's even more great to see you now that you continued, that you didn't give up on yourself, and that you fought your way back. And for what, at least what, from what I've seen on Instagram now, your training goes way better than ever before. I don't know if that's true, but at least it looks like to me.
Yeah, my trainings are going okay. I still didn't make like huge progress or maybe pull. Dip is like, I don't know, it's not so bad than pull, but it's not also like an insane progress. Squat is going perfect. But
Okay.
yeah, we'll see on the competition where I'm currently in. Oh, and I have to say also, this co our community is so amazing. Also, some of girls and guys wrote me after the worlds or come to me when I was still there and said like so much nice words that I was like, okay, no, I can't give up. Those people are just fucking amazing. I need to continue. I want to be a part of this community. This is also one thing that because of this, like, I'm still in.
Yeah, you didn't want to say no to your community basically in the end. And yeah, so I think greetings go out to the Slovenian street lifting community then. It's great that they supported you so much so that we still have you as an athlete. And
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to seeing you compete then in
Thank you.
Slovenia. Is there like a
Thank you.
stream or something available or?
Yeah, we're still talking about it, but I think I'm not 100%, but we're working on it. Yeah,
Okay.
because we also want some you guys from Germany to see it, because especially Tonio, that because he wants to be sure that we are that we can do a great organization for Balkans. So
I
I yeah,
see.
that.
So, Tony, if you hear that right now, take a look at their competition. And you will see that they also can do like great competitions with a good way, in a proper
Yeah.
way, right? Okay,
Yeah.
nice. So I'm looking forward maybe to seeing some of that. And now, like maybe talking about your own goals for this competition, you said you didn't have any proper numbers in mind, but can you maybe still say a little bit where your training is currently heading to?
Sure. Well, maybe I don't have like exact numbers, but I want like PR on total for sure. So
Okay.
I think this I'm like I'm prepared enough to do this. For chin up and dip, I really cannot say where I'm currently standing, because also my top sets are still not on limit. Also, my dip is My deepest really like love hate relationship with me, because if I did this perfectly well with my technique, then I know I'm stronger than I was, but I'm still like working on my technique. So if I failed some things with this, also my one rep max is lower. So it's really, I don't know, but muscle up, I'm like confident enough that I will do at least body weight rep. So I don't know, like
maybe,
exactly first
maybe
from
talking about the squat, what is your squat attempt?
Like my secret wish is probably 140, but
Ooh, wow.
This is a little bit too high for now. Maybe I'll on Balkans. I did 130 at training, but
Oh,
it
you're
was
really strong.
but so
Okay.
shitty day. It was I did it, but it was like hard, and my I really had a shitty day. I didn't eat breakfast. I slept. My sleep wasn't okay. So maybe I have still 5 kg more. But yeah, 10 kg, I'm not sure, we'll see. But I want to do this like until
At
the
least
end of
this year, maybe.
yeah.
That's your goal for this year. Well, I mean, 140 is like a really big goal. It's also my goal for this year. So it's, yeah, I'm excited to see that.
My squat now, I only have problems with the upper body movements, which is like I have a feeling that I didn't do anything like progress in last 3 years. But here are also not just the numbers, because probably I gained 10, maybe even more kg, like 12 kg in 3 years.
Okay,
So
wow, that's a lot.
yeah, so it's kind of logical that my pool won't explode over the night. So
Yeah, I
yeah,
can relate to that.
I'm really starting to lose some motivation for my pool. But yeah, last cycle was pretty good. So I was, I think, 2.5 kg from my PR, and it was
Okay.
like, yeah, it went okay. It was like kind of easy. So so
Fingers
maybe
crossed.
starting to moving somewhere.
Nice. So like you already said you gained like 12 kg over the last 3 years since you started street lifting. So one of the questions from the listeners was, how tall is Anna and does she plan to always stay in the minus 70 kg class? So maybe can you give us a bit more insights on that?
Yeah, I'm 165 centimeters tall, and I'm currently so safe in minus 70 that I think, I mean, I would really like to stay in, because currently now I have 68 probably, and I'm like, I don't have any diet, I didn't do any water cut or something, so I'm in on, but 63, I think it's still too far.
Yeah, it's
Because
quite a hard cut.
this is a lot. I don't want to do this because I will probably lose a lot of strength. So
Yeah,
I think,
especially in the squat.
yeah, but I was thinking also to maybe gain some weight and go one category higher, but this is only because of one reason: I want to do worlds again and easier to qualify in plus 70.
I'm not sure actually. I
Okay.
mean, I have some not proper insights, but for the German Open,
Okay.
the plus 70 kg class is the most, I think, the class with the most girls in. We have like,
What?
I think, 10 or something, 9, 10 girls
Sounds
that signed
amazing.
up.
Because last 2 years worlds was maybe was the most, yeah,
It was
the
the smallest category for sure.
last step, so I was okay, maybe it will be the same.
I don't know. I mean, let's see how the other
If I,
countries are going.
yeah,
But
yeah,
like,
point is, I would switch the category only for the one reasons if I would knew that I have more chances to qualify than the Europeans. this year.
Yeah, of course. Do you know
Probably
when Balkans?
I'll stay in minus 70.
Do you know when Balkans will happen? Like, will they happen before or after German Open?
After last week of June.
Okay, but you probably need
Are
to
like,
sign up earlier, right?
yeah.
Yep. So you cannot wait until German Open has ha happened.
Yeah,
But yeah,
yeah.
from at least from what I know, and I know that they are like pretty a lot of strong. I think like even the plus 70 kg class will also be the strongest class because we have Sarah this year in there
Yeah.
and also one Czech girl. And yeah, they're like
Perfect.
pretty much. Judith is also there, the Austrian girl. So it will be tough. Let's see. But it's great, a great development, I guess.
Yeah, this is just perfect.
Really nice. Cool. So yeah, then I hope I can see your 140 kg class and also maybe see you competing at Balkans. Maybe talking also about street lifting in Balkan generally, not only in Slovenia. So like, what do you think? Like, what is currently setting you back against, for example, other countries like Germany or France?
I think the main reason is probably it's not so connected to the sport, but it's money, because salaries on Balkans, on Balkan countries are lower, much lower than like in Europe. And also, I mean, in Slovenia, we have prices like for everything almost the same. But then we have Serbia, like Bosnia, and the rest of countries, I think they are much cheaper. So the first thing is we can't. What's the price of your like application fee? 110?
Yeah.
Yeah, we cannot do this
You
because
cannot afford it, basically.
otherwise we will have maybe five competitors. We were also talking, our application fee will be much lower because we also want to have as much competitors as possible. We will also try to found some like sponsors for like hotels or hostels, because Slovenia is pretty small, but those who will come like from Serbia, Croatia, and to sleep somewhere. And it's also like it's too expensive for many of them. Last year the Balkans were in Serbia, and there were like many competitors from Serbia, but I am 100% that this year so much of them won't come to Slovenia because of the financial status.
Okay, so this year the Balkan final rep will happen in Slovenia. Okay.
So yeah, on the one side, there won't be so much boys and girls from Serbia, but I expect more of us from Slovenia also, which is kind of logical.
Yeah.
But still, yeah, we need to like really be careful with prices and all of this, because a lot of Balkan countries are on lower level and they can't afford it, even if they want to.
Makes sense. But then also thinking about Europeans or worlds, depending on what happens in each year, like also the fees for going there is also pretty high. So,
I think this is also one of the reasons that only a couple of Balkans competitors is on Worlds or Europeans, because we literally, I don't know, last year I think I spent my salary and maybe my monthly salary plus 100, 200 euros only for editing. So yeah,
oh wow, yeah.
yeah.
That's a big investment, of course, yeah. So they really need to love the sport.
I also work like my coaching. I have a regular job, and I worked literally more than 8 hours a day. Also, my 3, 4 hours of coaching per day, that I could go without any problems,
Oh,
because
so
yeah.
you're like you have a job where you're working for a company and you also are self-employed, right?
Yeah, I mean, I work at the gym like I have a contract for 40 hours a week in gym, and then I have like my company for coaching, just to make some extra money. But currently I don't have so much clients, because honestly it's so hard to do both, because at the main jobs I also have shifts, and we all know that you have like life coaching. You can't say a client come 1 week in the morning, next week in the afternoon, so it's almost impossible. But yeah,
Don't stop.
otherwise perfect to make some more money from coaching, or maybe I also have some from social media, but these are really small numbers. But yeah, at the end of the year, it's okay.
Okay, so your own coaching is like being a personal trainer, or do you coach, for example, for street lifting, calisthenics, or something?
Yeah, I just have like, I mean, if some beginner would want to like compete at street lifting, street workouts, something like that, I currently have one girl who wants to compete, but she's like a beginner, so we started with push-ups, some inverted rows of these things. She still have like maybe 1 year, 1 year and a half to be able to compete. But otherwise I train in main, I train girls, because guys in our country are okay. No, I won't took a personal trainer who is a girl.
Okay.
So yeah, I just like have, I don't know, a random population who wants to train, who wants to do something for only for themselves.
Okay.
But probably if someone would want to compete, I would also write a program for this, because it would be a great experience also for me. I love street lifting. I want it to grow up and everything. So yeah, I would do this, but it's not so popular in our country.
Yeah, but if, like, for example, if there's one girl from Slovenia that would be interested in competing and needs a coach that maybe is from her country, it's also,
yeah,
it's helpful to have someone, right?
I would do this for sure.
Nice. Okay, cool. So if any Slovenian girl hears that right now and is interested in competing, then contact Anna to get coached. Nice. Okay, so then Balkan street lifting event will this year happen in Slovenia, and you also are part of the organizing team then, as it sounds, or
For nationals or
no,
Balkan?
For the Balkan banner rep.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in like for all of the competitions. We have like monthly meetings and all of this.
Okay.
I'm in every meeting, but I don't know, our organization currently, I think it's perfect, because the main thing is to only take care for your category. Except the president, he needs to take everything. I will help where I can help, of course. But like the main organization is not on me.
Okay, yeah, okay, makes sense.
Yeah,
you try to help there a little bit.
Yeah, I'm a part of organization team, and I will do like if they will need something or this, but yeah, all of the rest financial, like organize the gym and everything, this is not on me.
Okay, I see. Can you maybe give us some insights on this year's Balkan athletes that might be also interesting for Europeans? Do you know anyone that is like at a competitive level that also wants to go to Europeans this year?
For Europeans, I am sure that David, he's my coach now, David Milicevic. Okay, he
yeah,
will.
I think I know
he
him. Yeah.
Wants, yeah, he wants to go for sure.
He's from Slovenia, or
from Slovenia, yeah. And Nick Baves, he also, I think he will also wants to go. From the girls, I don't know. I just hope that this girl Veronica will come in.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm from Slovenia. That's it, probably. I mean, we have a lot of athletes that we wants to go on Balkan. But otherwise, okay, we also have one Blash. He should go to Worlds last year, but he got injured. So he also won Balkans in his category. We'll see. He still has some huge health issues, but I guess he would go for sure if he will would have a chance. But for now, I'm really not sure if he would be able to compete
At
because
all.
of yeah.
Okay, makes sense. Okay. And from the other countries, do you know anyone there, or are you more have do you only have insights from Slovenia?
We are not so in touch that I will be sure that they are going, but probably the same than last year. Like Jovan, I think you all know him.
I think everyone knows you one.
Jelena. I would really like to see Jelena also Balkans, but she's living in Dubai, so I'm not sure.
But well, if she wants to compete at least at
Yeah.
Europeans, she needs to qualify this year. So she either has to come there or she won't be able.
Yeah. We are not so in touch for the past few months, but I think they want to come for sure.
Okay, then
Because
let's see.
I also I'm also looking to their trainings and everything, and they are still like doing great progress.
Yeah, I think at least she still trains for the four
Yeah.
lifts, so.
I think one of them is training still for street lifting, yeah.
Yeah, so let's see who will come in the end, but I hope to see at least a few of Balkan athletes
Yeah,
and Europeans as
probably
well.
will be open soon, I think, because we still need to end application notes like for nationals 2 weeks earlier, but we need to see who will pay, who won't. So yeah, we need for this like maybe 1 2 months that we can organize everything.
Okay, but then, like, at least that the final Red Balkan Championship will happen. This is fixed already, so you just need to align on the registration date. Okay, cool. Then, for every Balkan athlete, keep your eyes open. Probably will also be able to sign up via the final rep app then, right? Okay, so then I think final rep will definitely communicate the dates and via the website and so on.
Sure.
Do you also have a final rep Balkan page like all the other countries? Like there's a final rep Benelux page and there's a final rep Germany page now. Is there also a final rep Balkan page?
No, we don't have. But as I know, everything will be the same. Like application and everything will be during your app. So,
Okay. Just keep the eyes open. Okay, cool. So then, one of my from my personal last questions is how you stayed motivated over the last couple of years, because you already said you have been one of the really few girls in your country doing street lifting or doing in general calisthenics. Like what kept you motivated to go through all the things, like to still train and also still not having anyone looking up to maybe as well, right? There were no other athletes yet where you could compare yourself.
I mean, it was just my last sets and reps competition. It was such a shame for me because I was the only one. I
The only
went like
girl?
only one, and the president just asked me, like, you wanna compete? You don't want to? I was like, okay, I'm going just to see where I'm at. And maybe we can also promote during like pages that we have like a female category also, because otherwise I don't think that we will keep trying to make some competitions for females. And actually from now, we got some new females, but it was such a shame for me because I knew I will, I don't know, I'm more motivated if I'm competing against someone. I think everyone is also last year's street lifting. Should be two of us. And then they canceled it because one also got sick or something. So I didn't have nationals in 2023. So I think the only things that keeps me motivating to compete or to do competitions preps are international competitions. Because if I haven't, if I wouldn't saw like this final rep in 2022, I would probably stop. Because before final rep, also on the whole Balkan, I don't think there were many competitions in street lifting for girls. I haven't seen anyone. Maybe there was, but I didn't heard for this. So
true. Yeah, you also already competed at Worlds in 2022, right? So was that your first real street lifting competition then, like with the all four lifts and one rep max?
Yeah. Never competed in street lifting before, never. I only did three sets and reps competitions.
So that was already quite a tough decision then to go there, right?
Yeah, also my ring muscle up from this competition is insane. I never did a ring muscle up on training.
But
my
you went up, right?
I did it, but they it wasn't really because of a small kick. But yeah, I started to train ring muscle up 2 months before the competition, just right when I got a mail that I'm in. So this was such an insane story. I never did a transition. I wasn't even close, but then I just came to the Worlds and the first one, okay, I did it. It was really ugly, but the second one, it was so close. I was, okay, how is this possible? This is like unbelievable.
Well, in competition, the rules are always different, right? You're usually you are more motivated. You may have some extra strength in the competition itself. So I think, at least, especially for the ring muscle up, which is a lift, like really is a mind game lift, I would also say, like for many people. And if you are like hype and so on, you might be able to just grind yourself a little bit higher than you would in training.
Yeah.
Nice. So, but when you competed at Worlds, did you like check out any of the other international competitors? Did you know anyone from the other girls before, or were you just going there like, let's see who is there?
Like in personal, I didn't know anyone, of course. But I watched your final rep, DEC championships. So I knew like who's competing. I knew the like what are their lifts are. I knew also that I have no chances like for the, I mean that they are much stronger than me. But I just wanted to go because, I don't know. It always motivates me when I see like someone who's trying so hard in me, and I don't know.
So your motivation is not necessarily to become first place, but just to get motivated by the flow of the others, maybe as well.
Yeah,
that's nice. That's maybe also a good thing to tell other girls, probably.
Probably see stronger girls than me. This is like the biggest motivation to me because, like, I have maybe a dream. Maybe one day I can be as strong as she is. Like, so.
That's a nice way of thinking, maybe also for others, just like not to say they are all stronger than me, so I'm not able to compete there, but more thinking of, hey, they are stronger than me, but maybe at some point I can catch up. And if I never compete, how will I be ever able to catch up, right?
Yeah, I'm always thinking like in this way, like, okay, you are strong enough. If you weren't strong enough, you wouldn't even be here because of girls can't even do a pull-up. You're doing muscle up, so you are definitely strong enough to compete here. But yeah, maybe one day you will be as strong as she is. Like, I don't know, this is my biggest motivation.
Great. So to all the girls, hear what Anna said. It's not necessarily to be like directly first place. And I think in your first competition, especially at the level where we are now at, it's not even possible to like
No way.
become first place directly in the beginning, but just to get motivated by the others, seeing how they also maybe do some certain lifts and maybe also watch their technique and so on, also helps you to grow yourself and keep on going in the end. So
Yeah.
really nicely said from you. Great. Okay, so then let's connect it to my last question here. Do you have any personal goals in street lifting in general for the sport in future? Like, for example, thinking about the next years, do you still plan to compete in a couple of years yourself, or do you see yourself maybe more on the organizing part or moving out completely from the sport?
I will compete until I will be able to. Like, I think that for us girls, it may be also stay in street lifting a little bit harder if you decide to have a family or something.
Of course.
But until I will only training, I won't have a planning family or something, I will be competing for sure. But I don't know. After this, I think it's so hard to stay in, maybe not just because you're not able to train for some time, or maybe you have a child or something, but it's also you still need to go to work. So then
Of
probably
course.
you
There's
need
so
to
much around in your life, probably.
going to work, okay. Then you came home, you will decide or if you will spend time with your child or you will go on training. So you will probably choose a child. You have this is like I think one of the biggest issues here because you still need to do all the regular things beside of this. So if we will maybe have some sponsors or something just to at least to have paid competitions or something that you won't have extra like
Fees.
you
Yeah.
extra yeah that you won't need to spend extra money for this. It will be maybe a little bit easier because powerlifting, I know they have like paid from federations.
True, true.
So I think this is the biggest issues here. It's not like because many girls in all of sports are returning after they gave birth of something, but
Definitely.
yeah, they this is her job,
Yeah, they have just nothing around besides training and their baby, right?
yeah, probably. So I will definitely compete until I won't decide to have a family. After this, I will probably stay in as a part of organization because I think that all the things we are doing now, okay, we need to work beside of that, we need to pay everything, but maybe we are doing this for the athletes in 10, 20 years. If we will do like perfect now, maybe they will have better conditions, like financially or something.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Looking at it like powerlifting is now, and it also started like 20
Maybe
years ago, roughly. So,
yeah, but we still need to stay in and we need to grow up a little bit. We need more competitors, more like sponsors and all of this. And I think this only can happens if we keep trying and we are doing in this way like we're doing now, because for now it only goes up.
true, true. Yeah, I'm also really excited to see how street lifting develops in the next couple of years. I think we can even maybe do it a little bit faster than powerlifting did, because
Yeah.
we already know, for example, how powerlifting works and have the insights from that sport and from other ways. And it's also getting more and more invested. So I think we can maybe grow a little bit faster. So we still see how it goes, maybe in our years, maybe not in our active years, but still in years where we are a part of somehow the sport. Cool. Okay, so then I have a few last questions that I haven't asked from Instagram. One is if you have always worked in your career with a coach directly from the beginning when doing street lifting, or if you also had a time where you coached yourself.
No street lifting. I mean, for street lifting, I have a coach like the whole time. But when I started to go to the gym, I didn't have a coach. So yeah, since when I'm training street lifting, I have a coach. I was like my first coach was David. Then
The
I went.
coach you have now?
Yeah,
Okay.
I came with him. And in between, I have 9 months with Je 9 months with Jessica. But before,
Germany, right? The Bewegerei Jessica, for those of you who don't know her.
yes. So I have a coach the whole time because I think it's important that you have a coach. I know that over those all years, maybe I could also write a good street lifting program for me. But I wouldn't be like objective. Maybe I would give me some exercises only because I want to do it, not because I know I need it. So I don't know if you understand, but I
No,
want to
I
have,
got it.
yeah. I want to have someone who gave me something which is good for my progress, not for like for
Because you
my
like it.
or something. Yes.
Yeah, makes sense. I think that's also the most important part of a coach, not necessarily the program itself. Of course, that's important, but I think especially if you're an advanced athlete, you might be able to write the program yourself, but more like having someone looking for out to you from the external side, just saying, for example, no, don't overshoot all the time, don't only do the exercises you like, and so on. So,
Of course, like when you lose some motivations, the coach here can really help you.
yeah, makes sense. Okay, so maybe one question connected to that from my side. How was it to have a coach not from your country? Did it work for you?
I was like so nervous at the beginning because I wasn't so like it's another language. You really it's a little bit harder to know how you feel, to tell I don't know your expectations and everything, but it went like pretty good about this. So it was actually a great experience. But yeah, I also decided to go back to someone from my country because I don't know, he also lives here, like he's so near me that I know if I will probably need to fix some technique, I can also go to live training or something.
Okay.
So it's much easier.
Definitely, yeah, of course. But okay, that's interesting to know. Cool. So then one more question is, when did you in generally start with sports, and did you do any other sports ahead of street lifting? I think you quickly said it ahead of before we started, but
I
maybe
started
we come back to it.
2000 and at six 2006. Like I'm 23 now, so when I was 6 years, I started to play volleyball. I play it 9 years. So, 9 years of volleyball, and in between, I also played basketball for maybe a few months, but otherwise, like. Our volleyball trainings was on and in the end like on a professional level. We also have trainings 5 times a week, also some strength trainings, competitions and everything. But yeah, then we have like I moved to another town, switched the team. I didn't feel okay there, so I just said that I won't play it anymore. Also, my progress stopped. All the other girls were better from me, and I didn't play so much at the competitions. I was only like I was sitting on the bench and waiting for my someone injured or something. So I was like, okay, no, this is not going anywhere anymore. So then I just randomly went to the gym. And now I'm in the gym for 7, 8 years.
So you're 23 only? You're quite young. I thought you were older. So you started already like at the age of 15 or something with the gym?
Yeah, 16. I was
16.
16. Yeah.
That's quite early then already.
Quite early.
What would you say? When did you really start to properly train in the gym? Like that you knew what you were doing there basically?
I mean, actually, when I went to the gym, I never had like this, okay, I will go. Now I didn't go or something.
Okay.
I'm going like consistently for 7 years. I never stopped.
Oh,
But yeah,
wow.
I of course needed sometimes because of the big beginning, I have no idea what I'm doing. So I trained. I never, I mean, I don't want to say that my training were bad at the beginning because I know it wasn't so bad. But yeah, I didn't have a structure. I didn't have like a program or something. But yeah, for the last, I think, 5 years, I have like a coach and program.
Okay, so that's also quite for a long time already.
I met David in our gym because he worked there and he was also then my co-worker, so I trained with him for a really long time now and still making progress.
But in the
So
beginning, when you met him, you were getting coached by him because of the purpose of doing powerlifting, or?
no, I this powerlifting I only have like one vision from myself
Ah,
when
okay.
he either when he started training me, we only make some goals like you will do pull up, you will do 20 push ups, you will do, I don't know, 10 dips or something. We started like this. And then he went to first competition in Slovenia for male streetlifting. This was his 220. And when I saw this, I said to him, I also want to compete. He was like, yeah, you can't. You can't. You're a girl. We don't have girls here. Then I just said to him, okay, maybe we will have it someday. And we started to do some preps for competitions. And then in the next year, we have also for girls this famous Stetson reps category.
Okay, nice. That's a nice story somehow how it developed over the years. Cool. But if you were only 23, then you still also have some more time to like improve yourself and get stronger.
Yeah, I still have sometimes, but I sometimes have a feeling that I reach my full po not my full potential, but the point where my progress will stop and it will go just really by the small steps up.
I don't
I
know.
just
I mean, I also had the feeling sometimes, but then there's.
I mean, actually, you never know. You can just say 3, 4 years at the same point and then just explodes. You will never,
Exactly.
but yeah, for now I have a feeling that yeah, that my progress will be a little bit slower.
Never give up. I still have the hope for my pull as well. So if I do, so you should too. Cool. Okay, so then I think I have all the questions from Instagram either asked while we were talking already or now. So I have a few like five easy questions where it's just like either or where you can just decide, and then afterwards I think we are mostly done. So
Okay.
if you're ready, I would just go through them. Okay, so you already said you are not really a fan of the pulling exercises, or maybe they're not your strongest lift. But if you
Yeah.
had to decide between the chin up or the muscle up, which one would you choose?
Muscle for sure.
Okay,
Muscle
nice.
is my favorite.
Really?
It's the biggest struggle, but it's my favorite. I can't wait that I have like 2 times upper body, 2 times lower, and I can't wait for upper bodies because of the muscle up. And David is like really, he gives me like lower RPA, like real. So I'm so nervous when I see a program like those, ring muscle up with a band. I just got nervous, but yeah, since we're doing this, my technique really got so much better. But yeah, I really hope that soon I can put this band completely off. I don't know, I just love ring muscle up so much.
Yeah, sometimes you need to go a few steps back to then go a few steps higher again. So, but it's nice to hear that even though ring muscle up is a struggle, that you still like it. Because I know lots of girls that like also hate the ring muscle up then because they don't progress.
Maybe this is also why I love it so much, because no one in our gym can't do it. I mean, no one from the girls.
Yeah, so like everyone is looking at you, wow, what's he doing there?
In Slovenia, I don't know if I have seen anyone except me, and now this girl Veronica, who's doing ring muscle ups, I have never seen anyone. So yeah.
Well then, yeah, that's of course a great push.
Also, when I post some ring muscle ups on my social media, everyone are like, what are you doing? Like, the boys are rolling to me, whoa, I can't do it, how can you do it? It's really impressive for the people here.
I can imagine that, yeah. I mean, and also know it from, I have two gyms where I train at, and the one gym is also more like a wellness gym, I would say, and also no one is doing things like me there, and they always look like, wow, what is she doing there? Is she crazy?
Here is, for many people here, this is so impressive because it's not so popular.
That's true, and that's also what maybe also other girls should think about, like even if your ring muscle up is not so strong compared to like other girls at level, you still even are able to do it, so that's already way better than most of the girls, and 99% of the girls are definitely not able to do a ring muscle up, so always think about that. Cool, so then next one is Saturday night at home or going out for party? What do you prefer?
At home for sure.
I think I never had an athlete yet that would say like, yes, I would go out for partying. But maybe at some point I will find Jovan. Jovan will probably say he will go out for party.
No, I will stay at home because I don't drink alcohol or everything, and I have nothing against this. I'm totally for a party or something, but if I'm going out and everyone around me are drunk, I get so nervous. I need to go at home. So I also, when we have like this parties at work, like we have maybe in December
Christmas
some
party or something.
party, I went at home after 1 hour and a half because everyone was so drunk there. I was like, okay, no, I can't do this. I'm just going to.
Ay, ay, ay. Okay, well, but for being an athlete, I think it's a
I
positive
think that,
side.
yeah.
Cool. So then, what do you like more, being a coach yourself or getting coached? I like being an athlete.
Being an athlete for sure.
Okay,
I
nice.
don't know why. I don't know why actually, because being a coach and see a progress from your clients, this is so amazing feeling that when you know you are doing something well and your client is happy, this feeling is perfect. But I like this feeling that I'm making my own progress and I'm keep getting better. I like this more.
Yeah, I can relate to that as well. I mean, I both like, but yeah, it's a difficult decision, I guess. Okay, so then the next question is maybe a little bit not fitting anymore because you said you don't drink any alcohol. And my next question was wine or beer. But
Okay.
still, if you don't drink.
I mean, maybe I drink one drink like every few months, but I don't like beer at all. So if I need to choose, it's of course nothing, but if I need to, I would choose wine.
Okay, so you're not drinking at all, but only like really on rare occasions.
Yeah, maybe every half year, one gin or one glass of wine. That's it.
Okay, I see. Cool. Okay, then last one. Do you prefer Amazon Prime or Netflix to watch your like movies, or do you watch any movies at all? I don't know.
I never used the first one, so it's Netflix.
Okay.
But actually, I don't watch a lot of movies. I usually fall asleep. Yeah, but if I watch something, maybe I search for some serials because they are a little bit shorter. And yeah, I finished it because I got in and then I want to know what happened next. So, for those series who have more episodes.
Okay. But at least then you only need to watch like 45 minutes and you can still sleep after. Your training seems to be pretty exhausting then. Okay, cool. And then that have been all my questions. First of all, thanks a lot, Anna, for taking the time today. Before we end up, do you have anything further to say either to the Slovenian community, or do you like any promote wants to promote anything for your coaching or for, I don't know, your social media or whatever?
Maybe I would just say that yeah, you can see my progress or my trainings on my social media because I post a lot. But the main thing is I'm not sure that many people from Balkans will see this podcast, especially from Slovenia, because weightlifting community is so small. But also from the other countries, you can check in the end of June our Balkan competition, and maybe can also see that we're making progress and we're trying so hard. And the last thing is, I hope that on the in the Europeans there will be as much as possible athletes like from Balkan, that we will. That there's that some more will come, and maybe someone who hasn't been there in the previous years.
I hope so too. So let's see. And yeah, if you want to follow Anna on Instagram, I will put her Instagram in the show notes, but maybe you can quickly tell us your name here as well. So
It's like at Anna Grimsitzer.
okay, that's a little bit difficult. So yeah, just
It's properly so.
Yeah, just check out the link in the show notes, then probably it will be easier for you to find her. Cool. Then, thanks first of all, Anna. It was great to talk to you, and I hope to see you maybe at the Europeans if you qualify. If not, hope to see you at least like via the live streams at the Balkan Championship and at the Slovenian Championship then.
So much. I really hope that we'll see you there. Maybe otherwise, if I won't qualify, I will come. Probably to see the competition.
Okay, nice. Then maybe see you in October and
Yeah.
have a lovely day and fingers crossed for your competition in a couple of weeks.
Thanks for listening today. If you liked the podcast, I would highly appreciate it if you would leave a 5-star rating and share it across your community to make the sport grow further. Don't forget to subscribe and hit the bell so you will never miss a new episode. Stay active and hope to hear you soon.